Welcome to the Connected Table Sips on iHeartRadio. We are your insatiably curious culinary couple, Melanie Young and David Ransom. We bring you the dynamic people who work front and center and behind the scenes in food, wine, spirits, and hospitality. Ours is a delicious life, and we want to share it with you.
A leading producer in Rioja, Marqués de Cáceres is a family business dating to the 1920s. During the Spanish Civil War, the family moved to France, working as wine merchants in Bordeaux. In 1970, Enrique Forner returned to Spain and established Bodega Marqués de Cáceres in Rioja. He introduced his first red wines in 1975, and his daughter, Cristina Forner, joined him in 1983. She was named CEO in 2007, and under her leadership has expanded the brand and built it into a global powerhouse. It was named one of the top 50 most admired wine brands, according to Drinks International, and we're delighted to have her now on the Connected Table. Hello, Cristina. Salud.
Hola. Hello.
It's so good to have you with us. And we're really excited to have you share your story. We're curious, how did you imagine that the bodega your father, Enrique Forner, established upon his return to Spain would evolve and change over time? And what developments did you witness in those early years of Marqués de Cáceres when your father was at the helm of the business?
When my father founded Marqués de Cáceres in 1970 in Rio Alta, which is one of the best Spanish deals. He started with only a project and motivation. He came from Bordeaux and focused his efforts on the selection of the best terroir and create a new school of vinification and a new style of wine, which has marked a real revolution in Rioja when the traditional reds used to be over-oaked, and whites and rosé almost oxidized. So in this context, it creates full body red wines with a nice balance, fruit and oak, and whites and rosé, which were full of freshness and crispness. So when I joined the company in 1984 to be in charge of the export markets, I knew that I had a mission: transmit this innovative message and expand our distribution internationally. Nowadays, the market has evolved a lot. Now we are working close to the terroir. We also vinify the wines in the small tanks of different capacity to keep their identity, which varies according to the altitude, the exposition of the vineyards, and the quality of the soil. So, in fact, by working so closer to the terroir, we enhance the quality and the personality of our wines. So nowadays, have two range of wines: our Marqués de Cáceres core range, which is sold to the off-premise, and our excellence range, which are wines specially made from high-altitude vineyards and which are sold to the on-premise. Also, we make organic reds, and we are also very concerned about sustainability, innovation, digitalization. We are making significant investments in these areas.
Cristina, you've also spearheaded Marqués de Cáceres' expansion into other regions outside of Rioja, including Rueda, Catalunya, Rías Baixas, and in 2019, you actually entered Ribera del Duero as well when you acquired Finca La Capilla. How did you choose these new regions to explore?
Well, you know, markets are evolving constantly, and there is more and more curiosity and niche markets. So why we decided to choose these wine areas? In fact, these areas are so well known for their quality reputation and also for the quality of the terroir. We have been exploring these prestigious areas well before investing, in order to find out the ideal location. Ribera del Duero, for example, took us 5 years to find out the right location and the winery where we established this new project.
That's a big effort. You know, congratulations for your foresight to do that, because expanding into these prestige areas is really great for the brand and for your global marketing effort. I've been to all these regions except for Rias Baixas. We have some of the wines in front of us. And I think what would be interesting, Christina, is to talk about the wines and the region and your thought behind why this is such a significant area for the brand and for the customer who will be enjoying the wines, because these are widely available in the United States. And we just want to also point out that the importer is Vineyard Brands, which imports very prestige wines into the United States. We're going to start with the Ruedas. I happen to think this is really one of the greatest white wine regions of the world. This is a 2019. Let's talk about the region itself and the wine, which I think is so great for the summer, but also for wonderful lighter dishes in the winter. Talk to us about it.
This Verdejo is 100% of Verdejo grape, which is native to the region. It's mainly grown in the Rueda appellation. It's quite unique. Our aim is to produce high-end whites, which are very popular in Europe. This Verdejo white is a great alternative to Pinot Grigio and also to Sauvignon Blanc. This wine has a nice pale color. It delivers green apple, citrus, and in the mouth, it's quite full. We get nice acidity. And on the finish, we have that slight bitterness, which is typical of the varietal.
I love this wine, Melanie.
It is great. And just to underscore, Rueda is a white wine region. Yes. It is unique to Spain in that aspect.
Yes.
Very, very nice.
Yeah, this wine, it shows beautiful note of fruit, but it also has a great acidity to it. It's crisp. It's bright.
Let's talk about the joint venture, the Cava, that Marqués de Castro is producing. We're big fans of Cava. We think that Cava is one of the great sparkling wine values of the world with the quality, because it's made in the method Champenoise, the traditional method.
Yes, well, this Cava is produced in Saint-Saverne, and it's made of 50% of Charello, 30% of Macabeo, and 20% of Caparellada. So all those are local grapes and brings a specific identity to this cava. And I would say that the key to our success is that cava is an excellent value, and that we use the native grapes that have their own typicity. So this cava is showing nice pale color. This has remained 11 months in the winery to acquire the correct balance, fruit, richness, and integration of the bubbles. And we have this bouquet of brioche with a hint of apples, white flowers. It's dry and balanced in the mouth and with a good length, which is intensified by these fine bubbles. This is ideal as a refreshing aperitif with all this international cuisine, seafood, rice, pasta. It's a very pleasant and elegant cava.
Well, Christina, you mentioned value. We should point out that the cava is $14.99 suggested retail price in the United States. So that's a great value. And the Rueda is $12.99. So these are great value quality wines.
So let's go. Maybe we can start and taste the Marqués de Cáceres Rosé.
Yes, absolutely. Let's talk about Rosé, because Rosé, as everybody knows, is a very hot wine right now in the marketplace. And Spain makes some of the best ones out there, I think. Yes. So let's talk about the Marqués de Cáceres Rosé.
This wine is at an average price of $12.99. At Marqués de Cáceres, we are pioneers because we started making rosé some 40 years ago when the category was really small. So the rosé we are tasting today is mainly made with Tempranillo grapes. So our rosé gets that clear, pale coral color, which is quite appealing. They're very bright. I have to say that Spain is a rosé country, and we typically enjoy this wine with tapas. This is a food rosé because it has its structure, a good acidity, flowery nose with a grapefruit taste, and it's very versatile. So it's the wine you can have as an aperitif and all along a meal. So our rosé is definitely a good match to any type of food. It's refreshing, it's crisp, it's quite fruity, so it's a good match.
You know, this is a wine that I just adore, Melanie. The Spanish rosés, we've been drinking them for years.
Yeah.
And you know what I love about the ones from Rioja is they make it with Tempranillo, so it's got that little bit of a spiciness to it as well.
Well, that's why these are gastronomic rosés. Everybody thinks about that wonderful zippy rosé that you can sit out on the beach and drink. But this Marqués de Cáceres is a wine that you can, as you said, Christina, start with tapas or hors d'oeuvres and sip all evening because it's got that wonderful fruit and spice that really holds up to different types of food.
Exactly. And the color is so appealing.
It really is. It has a beautiful rose pink glow to it. Really beautiful. Let's talk about La Capilla.
La Capilla, it's our boutique winery. It reminds me the Chateau Camansac, the classified growth we have in Bordeaux, because it's, I would say, the same size vineyard, 148 acres. The soils are very poor, so the vines are giving their best with low yields. So this property is a gem. And Ribera del Duero is so well known for producing the highest quality wine. So this Finca La Capilla is aged in French oak barrels, mainly French oak barrels, for 1 year. So the wine is aged at least for 2 years in bottle, where the tannins are getting their finesse, their elegance. We have this deep color. It's quite unctuous in the glass. And the bouquet, we have these notes of fresh fruit, the toasty notes also, which are coming from the refined oak we are using. It's made of 100% of Tempranillo, and the wine is bringing an elegant complexity. It has creamy sensations, refined toasted notes in the mouth. Big structure, but at the same time, it remains very elegant. And I would stress out that this is probably the identity, the red wines from Marqués de Cáceres.
We drank it last night with our meal, and yeah. I had a very smoky octopus. It was wonderful.
Oh, great. That should be a good match. I have to try it.
Well, it's been so great talking to you, Christina. We really can't wait to toast with you and a glass of Marqués de Cáceres in person in Spain, in Rioja, or in the United States.
Yes, and I think that food, wine, and good people is the best match we have in life. So thank you very much for enjoying our wines today.
Well, it's been a pleasure, Christina Forner, CEO of Marqués de Cáceres. The importer in the United States is Vineyard Brands. And of course, these wines are widely available, as we said, around the world. Great value, amazing quality. And we see them frequently as we travel. So pick up a bottle and try it with your favorite food. And for more information, the website is Marqués de Cáceres. That's MarquesdeCaceres.com. A toast again to Marqués de Cáceres.
You've been listening to the Connected Table Sips with Melanie Young and David Ransom. To listen to more in-depth features with the movers and shakers who shape the wine, food, spirits, and hospitality industry, tune into our companion show, The Connected Table Live. You can tune into the live broadcast on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on W4CY Radio. Easy to find at www.w4cy.com. Or listen to all our shows anytime at iHeart.com and on the iHeart app. Connect with us on Twitter at Connected Table and follow us on Facebook and Instagram under The Connected Table. And remember, always stay insatiably curious.